الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Masjid-e Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially with its present extension, perhaps with the extension, this is the biggest extension since the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi has said that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was very, very small. Gradually, from the period, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until today, the masjid has increased. Allama Sakhawi says that from the boundary, from the hujra of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha until where the mihrab is, and then going down five pillars, that square is the real masjid, the initial masjid in the time of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi has said that al-haramu kar-raham, that the haram is like the raham. The haram is like the raham. Haram as in the haraman al-sharifain. And raham is known as the womb. Jahan bacha dani. Jahan bacha mahfooz ho jata hai. The haram is like the raham. Like in the beginning, subhanallah, it is just a nutfa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his qudrat gives it flesh, and that entire complete creation until the child is born, mashallah, sahih salim. Gradually, as the child grows over the months, the womb also expands. And this is the miracle of Haraman al-Sharifain, that the more the people, the more it has the power to take in. The more the people, the more it has the power to take in. That is why majority of the people who go, especially in the period of Hajj, how many millions of people are there in the Maidan of Arafat, Muzdalifah. But all of them say only one thing, that alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to perform so and so salat very close to the minbar or the mihrab of the Prophet. Or we prayed in the mataf, or we prayed in the close to the Kaaba. Subhanallah. Everyone is given that opportunity. If not inside, then at least close to the exit of the Haramain al-Sharifain. This is the karamat, this is the ajaz, this is the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Haramain al-Sharifain. According to the contemporary scholars, just the ground floor and the upper section of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got the capacity to hold over 300,000 musallis. How many? 300,000 musallis. And that is not in the position that you are in right now, sitting. 300,000 as in when one is performing salah. It can hold up to 300,000 musallis, and that's a lot. Just in this masjid, approximately, if we exclude the foyer, it's only about 800. Kitne log aa jate? 800. And then if we are to add the people that are downstairs, we struggle, but inshallah we can get 1,000. And here we are talking about how many? 300,000 in the main hall of Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And bigger than Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Masjid al Haram. The amount of floors, ground floor, and then the first floor, and then you've got right on top, the second floor, and then you've also got the cellar, the niche bhi. Even Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a cellar, ground floor, niche, tehkhane mein namaz padte. Subhanallah. This is perhaps the biggest extension ever. And this khidmat is done by Malik Fahad bin Abdul Aziz. What do I say? Madda zillahu al-ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, all the Muslims the tawfiq, myself and all the brothers sitting here, and all the leaders of the Muslim ummah, all the ulama, sulaha, give us all the tawfiq that we follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many, many people have contributed in the construction of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhdi rahmatullah alayhi, again, mashallah, his contribution is what we see on the Qibla wall. What do we see on the Qibla wall of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many brothers have been to make ziyarat of Masjid Nabawi? Hard to say. Lift it up, Idris, don't be shy. MashaAllah. So what do we see on the wall? What do we see on the wall of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Qibla wall. Ji, Shabir bhai? Arabic version. MashaAllah. Beautiful calligraphy. And this calligraphy in the Arabic language was written by Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhdi. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhdi, mashallah, he had the skill and mastery over writing in different styles of the Arabic language. The first line is written in Khatte Sulus, and the second line is written in Khatte Ariz, and in the third line again, the first three lines contain the verses of the Quran, the ayats of the Quran. And the fourth section has got all the names and the titles of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the names and all the titles, all the honors that is given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, he has written there. And they total up to how much? Ji? 99 names. We are talking about the titles, not just the names, the titles that are given to Huzur alayhi salatu. 201. Kitne? 201. I want to ask you one question. How many bulbs there are in the chandelier? Kya kahenge? Bata do aapko. As an imam, it's my duty to know, ne? Isn't it? 149. How many? Kitne? 149. And Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the names that are written is 201. And the writing is beautiful, one of its kind. The very first line he has written there is, the verses are all of Surah Al-Baqarah, except for the third ayat, which is in the 18th para. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire is to make life easy for you. Allah does not desire hardship on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tumhari upar tangi nahi chahte. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tumhari liye sahulat chahte. So this idea that we will, alhamdulillah, follow the sunnah of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam when we get old. Because when we are old in age, we haven't got much to do. So we will retire in the masjid. This is from the shaitan. This is from the shaitan. As a Muslim, alhamdulillah, from the age of puberty until death, he has to live a life of struggle, of mujahada, struggling to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the way. Subhanallah. If Allah has blessed you, make shukr. Allah has blessed you, make shukr, and you will enter Jannah. If taklif comes to you, difficulty comes to you, calamity comes to you, make sabr, and inshallah you will enter Jannah. So for the one who makes sabr is Jannah, and for the one who makes shukr is also Jannah. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And it follows up with this ayat-i kareema, a beautiful ayat-i kareema. The ulama have said that if you pray this ayat-i kareema and then make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my servant asks you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then tell him that I am qareeb to him, I am very very close to him. Very close to him. Haath bhi na uthaye dil mein yaad kar le, even if he remembers me in his heart, I am close to him, I will hear everything. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. But he should only ask from me. And whenever he makes dua, I only have the power to accept his dua and to listen to him. میرے سوا کون ہے بھئی؟ مولانا داؤد صاحب نے جمعہ میں یہی کہا نا, that the doors of tawbah are opened up for you until مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ, until the time of Sakarat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that in our entire life we have this system inside us that we repent continuously in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our heart becomes soft and that tears flow out from our eyes. It aansuo ka nikalna, ye bhi Allah ki ek ni'mat. And the second line that he has written is also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Brothers who go and make ziyarat, they can make a note of it. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. And that whatever you do, whatever action you take, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of it. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And when you travel, when you are on a journey, take provisions, asbab, tosha, khane peene ki cheeze le jao. Take your provisions with you. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And the best of provision is piety. آدمی تقوی کے ساتھ کیا ہے؟ سفر کرے. And that is why حضور علیہ السلام said, one should not travel alone. الرَّاكِبُ شَيْطَانٌ. With a single person who travels, the shaitan is the second one, accompanying him. Puts wasawis into the heart. Do that, commit that sin. Nobody is with you. Your father is not looking, your older brother is not looking, your friends are not looking. Do what you want. Arraqibu shaitan. But if you have company, especially a company of a pious person, mashallah, there is sharmu haya, there is modesty, there is shame. You look at each other out of respect, you save yourself from sins. And that is why there is great power also in the clothes of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. When you have a beard, when you wear an amama, even if the waswasa enters in your heart of committing a sin, sometimes, alhamdulillah, the barakat of these clothes prevents you from committing sins. Khud aadmi ke andar sharm o haya aa jati. But how can I dress up in this clothes of the sunnah of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and do this, commit myself and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naraz? So the best of tosha, the best of provision is taqwa, piety. And in the third verse, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, that ayat-i kareema is completed. And in the fourth section of his calligraphy, it is all the asma, all the names of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the end he has written that I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me Jannah because of this little khidmat that I have done, and that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for me. Kitne khush naseeb aadmi honge. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhri, until today, alhamdulillah, Allah give the tawfiq to Malik Fahad bin Abdul Aziz that he preserves, subhanallah, everything that is there in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in and around the beautiful city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not just to bulldoze everything down, but to preserve it. It is so important. That is also the sunnah of the companions and the sunnah of awliyaullah and the sulaha. And he is the son of he is from the descendants of Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala. Who? Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhdi. He's not a companion. But he is from the children of Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a grand companion of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And whether it is a coincidence or the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that Hazrat Tamim al-Dari, who is his grandfather, as in ajdad mein, from his forefathers, once he came into the masjid with this beautiful chandelier, and he himself fixed it on the roof of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to give a surprise to Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam saw this beautiful chandelier in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Who put this chandelier here?" And everyone pointed fingers at Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala. He didn't know, maybe Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam's desire was not this. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, this is what I have done." Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Tamim, I am so happy with you. So happy with you. That if Muhammad Mustafa had a daughter who was not married and had reached that age of puberty, I, Muhammad Mustafa, would have made her nikah with you right now." Ab kitni khushi hogi. Huzur alayhi salam ji apni beti de rahe Hazrat Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala. Ki main abhi fil for aapki nikah kara de. Subhanallah. But this was given to Hazrat, this honor was given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Tamim al-Dari put the chandelier, and from his children, after many centuries, it was Sheikh Abdullah bin Zuhdi who wrote on the wall of the Qibla. Subhanallah. So many people have contributed towards Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We touched on the subject of the mihrab of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last session. The present day mihrab that you see was built by Sheikh, he was a king, Sultan Kaitibai. Sultan Kaitibai Rahmatullah Alayh, who again was a very, very pious man. And if you look behind the mihrab that is there, situated today in that area, before we go into that, one must also remember that in the time of Huzur alayhi salam, and even in the time of Khulafa'i Rashidin, there was no mihrab. This is minbar, and this is this niche that you see. There was no mihrab in the time of Huzur alayhi salam, and there was no mihrab in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, or even the time of Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, when he extended the wall of Qibla, he had built something like a case in front of him as to avoid anyone hiding in front of him. But it was not a mihrab like what we see today. It was not a mihrab. It was something just to block and prevent people from hiding on the outside, because that is how Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was assassinated. And mashwara was given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an that you have to protect yourself and your honor and your izzat. So this is what Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an did. So there was no mihrab. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara for approximately 16 years, performed salat facing towards Masjid Aqsa for 16 months, until this ayat-e kareema was revealed. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Now turn your face towards Masjid al-Haram. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned his face towards Masjid al-Haram, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to pray towards this pillar, and this pillar was again towards the direction of Khana-e Kaaba, and this pillar was known as Ustuwana-e Aisha. Ustuwana-e Aisha, the pillar of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. For a few days, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed this salah in front of the pillar. Then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam moved on the right hand side where the mihrab is today. And that area, that mihrab is known as Mahrabun Nabi. Mahrabun Nabi. Mihrab in the Arabic language is known comes out from the word harb. What is it? Harb. And harb means to fight. Harb means to fight. So basically, mihrab means a battlefield. Kya kehte? A battlefield. Harb, harb ka mana? Jung, jungo jidal. Or mihrab kehte, like masjid. Masjid in the Arabic language is made out from the root word sajada, sajda. Sajda karna. And masjid means the place of prostration where you put sajda. So harb means to fight, and mihrab means the area, that land where you fight. So it's a battlefield. So that is why it is known as mihrab, that the imam with his army of muqtadi, all his soldiers are there, strong, mashaAllah, and ready to fight the shaitan. That is why we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. It's a fight, and that is why it is known as mihrab. And this mihrab was not there during the time of Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Shaitan did not come close to Huzur alayhi salam. Shaitan did not come close to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Shaitan did not come close to Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Umar Farooq ke kareeb shaitan aaya? Nahi aata. As why ulama have written ta'weez. If someone in his dreams, if he sees some dreams that make him scared continuously, nightmares, I'm kidding, darauna, khab, aye. Some of the ulama just write the name Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and tell him to put it on his neck and wear it. And the shaitan goes away. Subhanallah. And this is the tafsir. It all depends on your ikhlas, who has written it and who is going to wear it. The ikhlas should be there. The yaqeen should be there. But who is the one who gives shifa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. So mihrab. It was Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, and the first man, a pioneer towards building the mihrab. And in the year Islamic Hijri 91 Hijri, when he took on the responsibility of extending the masjid of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, he built a proper mihrab where Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would stand. Allah give him jazai khair, because if he didn't do this khidmat, we would not actually know where Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was standing today. Kaha pata chalta? That is why the mu'arrikheen, the historians say that if you stand in front of the mihrab of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, and if you perform two rak'ats, where your head goes down in prostration when you bow down, that is where Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would put his auspicious feet. Usi jagah ke upar. And it's very difficult to find a place there to perform salat. Extremely difficult. You have to be a mujahid to perform salat there. And my advice to the brothers is, make sure you take out your spectacles. Make sure you take out your spectacles. These are danger zones. No, bhai. Yani ye to rahmat wale zones hai. Ye to kya hai? Rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What I mean to say is that because there is a great rush, there are a lot of people there, sometimes accidents can happen. And it's difficult. But if you get there early, and if it is time for salat, if Allah wills, alhamdulillah, you can even get a place there. This mihrab, the present day mihrab that we have, was built by Sultan Qaitibai. Sultan Qaitibai rahmatullah alayhi, who again was a very, very pious king. And in those days, the kings didn't like their names there. Their names written. And this is written in the history of Madinatul Munawwara. But if you look at the mihrab, the present day mihrab, someone has written behind the history and the name and the identity of this great king whose name was Sultan Qaitibai, and the year. And this year, Islamic date was the year 888 Hijri. This mihrab, subhanallah, is a beautiful mihrab built by Sheikh Qaitibai. And after that, Malik King Fahd, Malik Fahd bin Abdul Aziz, wanted to add some extra beautification to this mihrab. And he did something to this mihrab. Alhamdulillah, the mihrab originally was done by Sheikh Qaitibai. But after his name, after the name of Sheikh Qatibai, he has also put his name behind the mihrab of his khidmat, what he has done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jazai khair also. So this is mihrab Nabawi, mihrab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in front of the mihrab is mihrab Uthman. This mihrab was also built by Sheikh Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala an. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we will continue on this subject next week. I say bhi aaj isha ke baad, aayenge hafte inshallah. Isha kitne baje musab hai? 9 baje ho jayegi, to waqt hoga. Abhi kuch waqt zyada le liya hai aapka. Allah pak hum sabko taufeeq de ke hum amal kare. We practice what we have heard. Inshallah, we will continue with this subject. We have so many mihrabs in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many pillars in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mihrab Fatima, mihrab Tahajjud, or mihrab Hanafi, or bahut se aise mihrab. Inshallah, we will continue on this subject, the history of Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, in the next session. Durushayp Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، يا الله ہمارے بولنے کو قبول فرما، ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما. يا الله اس مجلس میں، اس محفل میں کوئی بیمار ہو، يا الله ان کو شفا دے. يا الله گھر میں مستورات کوئی بیمار ہو، يا الله ان کو شفا دے. يا الله جس کو جو پریشانی ہو، يا الله ان کی پریشانی کو تو دور فرما. يا الله ہماری اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنے، يا الله ہماری اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنے. یا اللہ جس کو جو پریشانی ہو، یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو تو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے، ہم نیک عمل کی طرف ہمارا دل کا میلان ہو. یا اللہ نیکی کا جذبہ ہمارے اندر آ جائے، نیکی کا جذبہ ہمارے اندر آ جائے. یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ تیری ذات بے نیاز ہے، یا اللہ تیری ذات بے نیاز ہے. یا اللہ ہم اوپر سے نیچے تیرے محتاج ہیں، یا اللہ ہم تیرے محتاج ہیں. یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری ابتدا اچھی ہو، انتہا بھی اچھی ہو. یا اللہ ہماری زبان پر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ہو، ہمارے دل میں بھی یہ کلمہ محفوظ ہو. اور یا اللہ جب دنیا سے رخصت ہو تو ایمان کی حالت میں ہماری روانگی ہو آخرت کی طرف. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.